Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Okay, welcome everybody to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. I'm your host, feeling a little bit breathless right now because I don't know about you, but I love Eurovision Song Contest. Don't judge me, don't judge me. but there was this song on there from the Ukraine, and I don't even understand what they're saying, but I just really love it and I can't stop dancing. Like every time I listen to it, I can't stop dancing. If you don't know what it is and you want to raise your vibe, I don't know, maybe you might want to check it out. Just jump onto YouTube and type Eurovision Song Contest 2021 and type Ukraine and you'll see it. The name of the song is Shum, S-H-U-M. Anyway, totally digressing as I do. I want to welcome all the new subscribers. Guys, welcome. I'm so pleased that you're here. And I want to just say how much love I have for everybody that listens. Guys, you've been sending, really beautiful messages on Facebook and the emails. And for some reason, the last podcast from Wednesday, although I had a moment in the middle of it where I couldn't remember what I was talking about, I got so many people writing saying you were writing this with me in mind. I think about maybe 7 people wrote me that. They said, I'm Maria. And I was like, no, you're not. But the fact that you can relate to it just goes to show how commonly experienced some of that stuff is. Anyway, what I thought I would do today is because I'm on the other side of a mini tornado in my practice that I didn't tell you about, because I don't think it's helpful for me to talk to you about things that I'm going through as I'm going through them because I'm not thinking clearly and things like that. But I'm through it now. I'm out the other side. I've had time to reflect. And so I want to share the lessons and everything with you so that when this happens, and yes, I'm saying when because it will, when this happens to you in your private practice, I want you to bookmark this episode so that you can come back to it and really remember that number one, you're not alone. Number two, it's temporary. Nothing's forever. And number three, of course, is a lesson on the other side. But what I want to talk to you about today is, of course, the title of today's episode, which is, you know, the anxiety is real in private practice. It totally is. And nobody talks about it. Now, I think you've probably heard of a psychologist by the name of Kim Dunn. So Kim Dunn is amazing. Like one of her niches, she's got two niches. One is Victorian Psychologist Networking Group. So if you're not a part of that, it's on Facebook. You can Google that, Victorian Psychologist Networking Group. I can put the link in the show notes for you as well. And her other area of expertise is self-care. And so she's very well aware of what I've been going through. And I've said to her this morning, hey, Kim, you know, it'd be fantastic if you could record a podcast episode on, anxiety that I could just come back to every now and again as I need to hear it. So she's very, very graciously said, yes, I can do that. So her podcast is called, let me just bring it up for you because I want to give you the correct name. I think it's called Creating Connections That Matter. Oh, it's called Creating Connection with Kim Dunn, Psychologist. So yeah, I'll put the link to her podcast in here as well. So this episode, guys, is not going to be on self-care. I'm just sharing my story. But if you want to learn about how to manage your anxiety, head over to Kim. Say g'day to her on Facebook as well. She's amazing and really contributes so much to mental health professionals in our community. So, okay, what happened? I know you want me to get to the juicy stuff, right? And you will know, like, this will all make sense to you now because I was kind of alluding to it in some of my previous episodes. So I've been talking about boundaries, haven't I? So that should already clue you in. Boundaries over here, anxiety over here. You can put the two together, right? It's all starting to make sense now. All right, so, and I've been speaking to you about money. So we've got boundaries, money, and anxiety. You know what this episode's going to be about, don't you? Okay, so total transparency here, just between you and I, because I want you to see what really goes on behind the scenes in all private practices. Just other people don't talk about it. So anyway, I'll cut to the chase now. What happened was, I've got different offers. So an offer is like a service, a program, things like that. I've got all these different things that I offer. Some are free, some are paid, da, 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 da. And anyway, what happened was somebody decided that she was halfway through something that she'd purchased and decided that she just changed her mind, you know, just decided that she changed her mind. And so she just wanted to stop paying, even though she already had access to, you know, everything. She just decided that she wanted to stop paying. And anyway, I had to sort of say to her, well, no, you can't just stop paying. This isn't how it works. And then she got upset. And so there was this email that I received from her, which was very triggering for me. And looking back, I think what was triggered within me was some of that stuff that we talk about all the time. But you know, like, I don't know, not being good enough. I don't think it was really not being good enough though. I think it was fear, because this is something else I'll share with you. When I first transitioned from offering bulk billing psychology, or for those of you who aren't psychologists, bulk billing means that clients don't pay. You receive a small amount of money from the government, which is less than half of what a normal session fee is, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, I introduced these fees, and shortly after I did that, I got some pushback from about three clients. Well, it's three that come to mind that stand out, but it could have been more. One client actually, I used to work really long hours. I used to finish at the practice at 9 p.m. So my last client was 8 p.m. till 9 p.m. And anyway, on this particular night, I was just finishing with a client, and I heard the front door open and the doorbell go, and somebody was waiting in reception. So I finished with my client, walked him out, and there's this other client sitting there in reception, and she stood up and she like came walking to me really, really quickly. And I went behind reception because that's where my computer was. And I asked her, you know, how is she? Is everything all right? Blah, 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 blah. She was ropeable that she had to pay $15 for a session after never having to pay for them before. And anyway, what happened was she was so furious about it that she was demanding that I refund her the $15. And I was so taken aback by this because, I mean, I never grew up with bullying or intimidation or anything like that. Like, that just was not in my world. Like, my household growing up was really quiet, really respectful, no swearing, no carrying on, things like that. So this kind of behavior was just like, you know what? And I felt very vulnerable because it was dark outside, it was raining, it was only her and I there, and she was blocking my exit from behind reception. So I felt like scared, you know, because she was really worked up. And anyway, she sort of stood over me until I'd refunded this $15, which of course in the moment I made the choice to do because I was scared. So I gave her $15, and then, you know, it was really horrible. Like the things that she was saying about how I was taking advantage of the mentally ill because I was charging $15. Yeah, all this sort of stuff. I mean, yeah, you can't go to the bank and trade in love and light. You've got to pay your bills. But anyway, I didn't justify anything. She, of course, those of you, there might be some of you who are wondering, oh, was she aware that there was a fee and da-da-da? She was aware. There was a form she signed, da-da-da. She provided her credit card details. She knew it was getting processed. It got processed in front of her at the end of the session. Anyway, she just decided afterwards, buyer's remorse, if you like, that she didn't want to pay $15. So that was her. And then There was another instance of a guy that came down, and he was a really a big guy and very rough, and he was mandated, you know, to be there. And he was bullying me because I had said that there's a fee for me writing a report. I wasn't going to do reports for nothing anymore, and that was a fee. And I told Legal Aid that there was a fee, and Legal Aid had told him that I said that there was a fee. And so anyway, he decided to come down, slash my tires, which was awesome. And then somebody else, actually, started following me. So yeah, just intimidating me and stuff like that. And so, yeah, anyway, joy, right? So when this, situation happened with this lady, who's also a health professional, mind you, comes along and says, do you know what? I've just changed my mind. I just want to drop out now. I just want to discontinue now. And yeah, of course, I'm going to stop paying you. As soon as that happened, and as soon as I reiterated, well, no, actually, you know, the terms say blah, 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 blah. And it's there in black and white. You agreed to that and da, 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 da. So here's what we can do. And I tried to work out things with her. Then I started copying, you know, these terse emails and these, you know, not nice emails to receive, let's just say. And so what triggered in me was old fears around vulnerability, right? Of course, I didn't see that at the time, because while I was going through it, I was just scared again. Because, you know, when you're in that fear state, you're not thinking clearly, right? So anyway, now I'm out of it, I can reflect. What was going on? I was feeling vulnerable because it was triggering all this deep anxiety about money and intimidation and bullying. And yeah, I'm used to people just catching me when I'm alone and, you know, harassing me or bullying me or intimidating me when it comes to business. So anyway, all that sort of stuff bubbled up to the surface. And then what happened was, I started feeling really anxious. And it was like a deep anxiety or not a deep, well, yeah, a deep anxiety because it was bringing up all this stuff, which I thought I'd already dealt with, by the way. But it was resurfacing that. And then it was impacting on, my ability to do things. Like I would come into, so I work from home, got this little study inside, and I come inside and, you know, I'd have breakfast, I'd do my journaling, light my candle, you know, connecting with my higher self, do all of that sort of stuff as I usually do. And then I turn on the computer and I go to check my email and the anxiety would take me over. It's like I could feel the heaviness on my chest. I could feel butterflies in my chest, butterflies in my belly, and, you know, just starting to feel almost this frenetic energy in my mind and just like around me, like I couldn't concentrate, you know, I was just flitting. And so what I did was I reduced my clients over the last 2 weeks, and I you know, reconnected with my kinesiologist, which I love. If you want a good kinesiologist that works online, I can recommend mine. Obviously, her name is Tanya Cripps, CRIPPS. She's on Facebook. You can connect with her and just say, you know, Brooklyn mentioned that she was awesome, and yeah, can you book an appointment? She's amazing. She does 90-minute appointments on Zoom. And I swear, like, that has been more helpful for me sometimes than therapy. But anyway, so I was doing all of this and trying to like fix things, and but it's hard to fix things when you can't think clearly. And then what happened was I saw Tanya, and then the anxiety increased, got worse. I didn't sleep that night. The next day I was all over the shop. I ended up rescheduling my clients because, of course, I want to show up in a good space for them, right? I don't want to ever turn up in a not great energy. And I don't want to fake it with my clients either, because I believe that they'll pick up on that. And so I was just honest with them and just said, listen, you know, I'm going through some stuff at the moment. If it's okay, can we reschedule? Because I want to be my best self for you and I see you. And they're all very understanding. So that worked out well. And then what happened was yesterday I had this moment of clarity around what was going on for me. And what it was I wasn't trusting in my own masculine energy. I wasn't trusting in my foundation. So I was in wounded feminine because of, you know, I was reliving past trauma now. So I was back in my wounded feminine when it came to this aspect of the business. And with that recognition, I knew that the remedy was going to be like looking at my masculine energy. And that's really about looking at structures, procedures, policies, frameworks, all of those sorts of things, right? And you know, and I know that feminine energy is all about emotion. It's all about feeling. It's all about that sort of stuff. But masculine energy isn't. Masculine energy is about cognition. So the two sort of areas are quite separate. So I knew straight upon that realization, okay, I'm in my wounded feminine. I need to get myself over into the masculine. I'm going to do that by checking that I've got all the right things in place. And so that's what I did. And when I was in that space, in the masculine, I was checking everything off. I felt better instantly because I saw that I did have all of the right things in place that I could trust in my policies and my frameworks and my procedures. And as soon as I saw that, I think I was afraid I might have not covered all my bases in my contract, or not that this one was a contract one, but it was a terms of service one. And I was thinking, oh, maybe I haven't covered everything clearly enough or something like that. Maybe there's some gaping hole and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But so I was afraid to check it. But when I checked it, no, it was all good and it was all fine. So then I was like, okay, so I'm safe. And then with that sense of safety, of course, the anxiety subsides. And then I'm able to think to myself, all right, then, so what's really going on here? I've recognized my energy and I've shifted that. What might be going on for this other person? So looking at the emails that this other person had written, it was abundantly clear to me that she was also in her wounded feminine. So what happens when you've got two people in wounded feminine, right? You spin, or they spin, the situation spins, and it just continues to spin and spiral and spin and spiral, and you're kind of feeding off each other's energy, and nothing ever happens. In fact, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, or more intense or worse or whatever you want to call it, because the wounded feminine loves drama. Right? So one of you has to pull yourself out of that drama space, and you do that by moving into the masculine space. But now that I was in the masculine space, I can see, okay, she's in her wounded feminine. What's she going to need? And it was so clear that she's just going to need me to not be emotional, which I hadn't been, but you know, like energetically I'd been worked up. So she needed me to not be emotional, to not buy into the drama, to provide her with framework, processes, structure, boundaries, guidelines. And so when I had that awareness through the lens of the masculine and feminine energy, everything just kind of fell into place and it's all worked out for both of us. And so I'm sharing this with you because I think it's like such an important share. For the simple reason that there are going to be experiences that we all have, as especially as women in private practice, because we can be super vulnerable when we've got people who, you know, we all kind of operate in different levels of, I don't know the right way to say this without, I want to be so correct about it and not offensive. Everybody's sort of operating in their own world, let's just sort of say. Everyone's coming at things with their own energy, with their own experiences, with their own knowledge bank, all of that sort of stuff. No two of us are the same. And so I want you to understand that there will be times in your private practice, it won't necessarily be about billing, but money seems to be a big trigger for clients. So it very likely may be about your billing, or it may be about confidentiality, or it may be about privacy, or it may be about, I don't know, what you wrote in a report one time. It could be any of those things that triggers some kind of fear within you. And I want you to understand that being in that place of anxiety, number one, it's normal. Number two, it's temporary. You're going to get through it. Number three, you will grow from this. And I know that that sounds like something you see on like a Louise Hayes affirmation deck, like no offense to Louise Hayes, but you will grow if you allow yourself to come out of it, look back and say, how did I become a better practice owner as a result of this? And so for me, I can say, how did I become a better practice owner as a result of having this experience recently? Well, what it allowed me to do was it caused me to review my policies, procedures, frameworks, all of that sort of admin stuff. And it gave me the confidence that what I had in place was more than sufficient to protect my business, number one. So that really helped a lot. And number two, the other thing that I learned is that it's not helpful to your client or to you if you get caught up in their drama. That's not what they need from you. They're looking to you for safety, security, foundations, guidance, all of that sort of stuff. And then there was number three, but it's just slipped my mind at the moment. I'm getting really bad with this slipping your mind stuff, aren't I? maybe I need to start taking ginkgo biloba. I think that's what it's called. Yeah. You know, years ago, I did a postgraduate diploma in nutritional and environmental medicine because I was thinking that I was going to have a practice where I integrated mood and food. I know it's all been done now, but that's where I was. And so that's why I did that course. And I loved it. One of the things I learned about was vitamins and stuff for memory. But yeah, maybe I need to start taking some ginkgo biloba to help me there. But anyway, I want you to know that it's a lesson and you will be better for it if you allow yourself to take the lesson, okay? And then what's going to happen is this situation should not pop up again because it's now been dealt with. You can tick it off, so to speak. It's part of your evolving in private practice. You're going to have periods in the business where everything's just trotting along fine, but even your business is an integration of masculine and feminine, and sometimes your business is going to pull you in different directions as well, and that's totally okay. Yep. All right. And speaking of energy, I just want to share something else that happened with me recently. So as you know, like I've been working on tuning into my feminine a lot more and being a legacy of love, right? So this is my thing. And so because I've been, as I mentioned, like in another episode, I was working with the Sophia Code, and you can get the book on Amazon if you're interested. But anyway, one of the archetypes in there, it's like they've got, I think there's eight archetypes altogether, but one of them is Mother Mary, and it's all about how she, you can use her as a mentor to help you see things through love, right? Which is hard for me because, you know, I like to be very cognitive about things. So I'm still learning how to drop into that heart space more regularly and make it my new sort of normal rather than me having to sit down and consciously do it. Because, you know, like when you're learning something, you have to be very conscious about it, don't you, until it becomes second nature. So I'm still in the process of it becoming second nature, but I've been giving a lot of attention to, you know, the feminine, and a big part of that is receiving. And that's always been something that I've had trouble with, as so many of us do as women, for all sorts of different reasons. It's a whole other episode that we can talk about. And this is stuff that's covered in the private practice with Soul Class. So if you want to be on the waiting list for that, let me know. Just hit pause now, scroll down to the show notes and tap out a quick little email just letting me know you want to be on the wait list. But anyway, one of the things that I found really, really powerful as well is to be focusing on receiving. And so I've been doing all this work around receiving. I'm talking rituals, practices, routines, tools, all of that sort of jazz. And what's happened was I sold my house within 24 hours, like amazing. And I got it for full ask for a record price in my street. That was the first thing that happened. That was last week. And then 2 days ago, I have had this Toyota Ascent sitting in my garage for about 2 years now. I haven't driven it like since I got my newer car, which is the Honda. So anyway, it's just been literally collecting dust. The tires were flat. It wasn't going, all of this sort of stuff. I was just going to give it away because I needed a new airbag as well. I was just going to give it away because I didn't think it was worth anything. And then my mum says, no, you should sell it. So I thought, all right. So I threw it on Gumtree, and the minimum you could ask for was $1,000. So I put it on for $1,000. And anyway, I went outside, took photos of it, covered in leaves, covered in dust, 2 years of grime. You know, I didn't care about this car. I just wanted it gone. Because I sold the house, right? And I got to get rid of all my stuff. So anyway, I was just happy if somebody could come and take it. So I go out into the carport. I'm taking these photos. I post it in the carport. I come back into my study and sit down, and straight away, bang, 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 all these messages on my phone, everything. I sold the car for $4,000. There was a bidding war over my car. The guy came to get it. Turns out it's blowing smoke, fan belt needed to be done, something about the rocker cover, blah, 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 blah. He paid me $4,000. Now, I bought that car years ago for $5,000. And so, like, the car sold within 60 minutes of me having it up. And later that afternoon, a tow truck came around to collect it. So, you know, that's just amazing. And so, and then there've been these other things, like I've found $5. Not a big amount of money, but it's that I received it. And it's that I received the sale of the house, and it's that I received the money for the car, and it's that I'm receiving. And the other thing too was I put a notice up on my notice board about how I sold the house and I was going to miss my community, and yeah, if anybody had any moving boxes, that would be amazing. And do you know what? I've been inundated with visitors from my neighborhood just coming and bringing boxes. I've got boxes from people's prams. I've got boxes from one lady who works at a local school canteen. She brought me up all these boxes from chips, which are perfect size actually. Somebody else has just moved into the area and gave me her wardrobe boxes. I mean, every day I'm getting deliveries of boxes, and I'm just receiving it, and it feels so nice to be in the receiving mode, and I'm so thankful and so appreciative, and it just feels so good. And then what's happening is this flow of abundance and this flow of receiving is showing up in my business as well. I've had 2 pay in full coaching clients this week, which hasn't happened before. Normally people like to do their coaching on a payment plan, so it makes the investment more accessible, more affordable for them. But I've had 2 people pay in full for their supervision, so and the coaching. So how good is this? And instead of me saying to them, no, don't do that, don't, blah, blah, I was just like, thank you. And then the other thing that I'm using is I got an iPad recently, and I found an app called Moleskine. Like, you know how Moleskine make the diaries, like these really beautiful diaries? Well, they also make apps apparently for iPad and for my iMac desktop. And so I'm using one of their apps called Journey. Moleskine is spelled Moleskine, and then Journey. And I love it because it's got my day, it's got the planner, the tasks, projects I'm working on, a little journal embedded into it, and a gratitude list. And how easy is it to do a gratitude list when you're sitting in front of the computer? And I could just bang out like a whole bunch of things that I'm thankful for. Like, I was so thankful for people giving me reviews for the podcast on Facebook. And I was so thankful for people messaging me and saying, oh, I felt like this episode was just for me. That made me feel so good, and I was able to receive that. Whereas, ask me months ago and I probably would have said, oh no, you know, blah, blah, blah. I would have deflected it. But by allowing myself to do the inner work and really connecting with my feminine more and get out of my head, I'm experiencing what it feels like to be expansive and to really start through that feminine energy. I'm building better connections. My content is landing with the people who really need to hear it. I'm building connections with people who are messaging me now on Facebook and email, people that I've never heard from before, as well as existing women in my circle. I'm feeling better about myself. I'm eating better. I'm sleeping better. I'm able to deal with problems differently. Now I understand the roles of masculine and feminine energy. And so guys, this is why I share this with you, because I want you to see what's possible for you too. Private practice gets to be easy. You get to have a private practice that evolves from love. And I'm living proof of that. And this is why I share this stuff. I want you to see what's possible for you too. It's okay for you to get out of your head and into your heart. And it's when you get into your heart that you will start receiving. And you'll be receiving beyond what's coming through the practice. Just like me, you'll be receiving in all areas of your life, because flow is like, you know, flow is energy, and energy is like water. It doesn't have a beginning and an end. It doesn't have a boundary. It's just going to go everywhere. So when you're in flow in one place of your life, you're going to experience that in other places as well. And that's one of the most special, beautiful, amazing things about it. And yeah, I want this so much for you too. So anyway, I hope that you've loved this episode. But as I said at the beginning, I don't podcast about self-care. It's not my area of expertise. Like, my stuff, as you know, is all about this kind of stuff, masculine, feminine, soul and spirituality, and integrating that with our practice. But if you want to learn more about how to deal with your anxiety from a self-care perspective, go and check out Creating Connection podcast with Kim Dunn. She's also got Facebook groups. Look her up online. She's got a great website there. She's got some free resources as well that you can grab online. I'll put her details in the show notes for you so you can check out her stuff as well. And I just want to say, you are doing such an amazing job. Even when it feels like you're working in isolation and no one's seeing you, I want you to know that I get it, and I appreciate everything that you're doing, because I have been there. I see it. I feel into it when I see your comments. I know the hard work that you're putting in, the effort that you're putting in, the love that you're putting in. I know that you're probably overgiving. I know that you're being super generous with your time. But guys, it's okay and it's safe for you to step back and look at your evolution. Look how far you've come. Appreciate yourself and pat yourself on the back every now and again. You deserve all of the good things that are coming to you, all of the good things that are already around you, and so much more, just for being you. Okay? All right, my lovelies. It was a big one, wasn't it? I know, I get in my soapbox sometimes, don't I? But anyway, thank you so much for listening. If you love this podcast episode, please share it and invite other people to listen as well. If you're not in my group, it's the Australian Counseling in Private Practice Online. It's on Facebook. Every Monday in there, I do bite-sized trainings for you to help you with your practice as well. And since I've been doing those, people have booked 6 or more appointments at medical clinics. Other people have manifested, you know, bunches of referrals and things like that. If you're needing support with your private practice, you can jump in there if you're a counselor. If you're a psychologist or a social worker, then I invite you to come and join me in the Private Practice with Soul class, Private Practice with Soul membership. It's, all the details are on the website. You can go and check it out. All right, my lovelies, have a beautiful Saturday. Thank you so much for listening again. I really love you so much. Okay, have a beautiful day. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.